From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Miami-Dade voters will decide in November whether libraries should be incorporated into public parks. Commissioner Esteban Bovo proposed to relocate some smaller branch libraries onto parkland as a way to save money on rent. Alex Annunziato is the legislative director for Commissioner Bovo. He attended the recent meeting at North Dade Regional Library in Miami Lakes.
We're looking at several storefront locations that are leased in private commercial spaces to relocate them onto county property in our park system. As a cost-saving measure, as a reinvention of parks and libraries as a concept.
Tamiami Park and Norman and Jean Reach Park are two proposed sites to open libraries. Some people are concerned that this combination will rob the area of public spaces. There will be meetings next week in several libraries across the county. Covering the state now, the Florida panther population is up. Amy Green with our sister station in Orlando, WMFE, reports.
Wildlife officials estimate the panther population at between 100 and 180. Kip Froelich of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that might be more than what their habitat south of the Coosawhatchie River in southwest Florida can support.
They're really not a South Florida cat that's only found in the swamp, but naturally, before they were hunted and numbers reduced, naturally they occurred all over Florida, and we believe that slowly over time that can occur again.
Historically, panthers were in seven states. They were listed as endangered in the 1970s. Their population was as low as in the 30s. Wildlife officials say panthers require large tracts of land to roam. They're working with private landowners in anticipation of more human interaction. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
And Florida is going to launch a pilot program to help foster children drive. Governor Rick Scott signed a bill on Thursday that sets up a three-year program that will help pay the cost of driver's education, auto insurance, and licensing for eligible foster children. The state has set aside $800,000 for the Department of Children and Families to set up the program. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.